Welcome to another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Tree Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We're recording on Sunday, June 14th. It's a lovely day outside right now.
If you say so.
Yeah.
But the weather's going to change in a hurry. Boo. Yeah.
And yesterday was the Irish Festival. Boo.
They did. They did cancel
it. Well, I hope it storms like hell to make it worth it.
Well, we do need the rain.
That too. Yes.
And I'm getting to that age where when it starts raining, I'm like, yeah,
get excited.
The window.
Yep.
We needed this. We needed this.
Oh, man.
I did that on the last rain we just had. I was like walking around, just looking at my windows going, yep, we needed this rain. And I'm like, how old am I?
Old.
We're here with all our favorite Fallscasters.
Yeah.
Thank you all for joining us.
Thanks, Kathy, for not being here.
Everyone except Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our favorite Fallscaster.
Yeah. Most missing. The best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have an interview this week. However, if you have an idea for an interview, let us know. Because.
I do have an idea for an interview. I never followed through. That was the Vivo Beauty Bar owner, Samantha.
Yeah.
Samantha. Who's actually.
She's expanding.
She's expanding into.
Sense by the Fall
Sense by the
space.
Fall space.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh,
really? Yeah. It's already like hollowed it out.
Yeah, they already
really? Gutted
it. And they're going to take out that one wall that.
That's great.
Yeah.
I was kind of wondering what was
so maybe
happen.
I've got her number. Maybe I can ping her, especially with her expansion. All right,
exactly.
I'll do that because I need
be a good time
haircut.
To do that. Yeah.
I need a haircut. It will be. Yeah, okay. We'll get her on.
We can get Bart there to do the interview. She said yes.
That's why she gave me her number.
Yeah,
she said that was last year. We'll try again.
We'll try again. She did say yes. Jennifer asked her before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bart, you can interview her while she's like cutting your hair.
That's cool.
Oh,
that'd be fun.
That's what I need is to distract the person who's got a boy.
Let me ask you about your deep, dark secrets while you're cutting my hair.
I can get two lanyard mics and set up my camera and just record it.
There you go.
Be sure to check out our website. Keep up with the police blotter and the city council notes, one of which we're going to be talking about later. Mm-hmm. And be sure to send your feedback to us. You can get a hold of us on Facebook. You can review us on your podcatcher. And you can also email us.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, before we jump into the roundtable, how's the last month been for everybody?
I'm talking to you guys about, let's see, last weekend, Mike, Kathy, and I and a couple of my friends went to the murder mystery dinner that they had at, was it the Bluebird?
Yes.
Yeah. It was super fun. I think that might be another place we need to interview. I did talk to the manager that was running the place, and they were talking about potentially maybe making it into a, what was it, a dance club or something? Or
something, or like a nightclub.
So that might be coming. They might be switching it. But it actually was very nice in there. Well done. So that might be an interview possibility to talk to them.
I'm not familiar with this. I haven't heard about this. So what are you talking about?
This is right by Reverie, right around that area, right across from Asterix coffee shop.
Oh, all right. Okay. That
used to be the church.
Used to be that church.
Okay.
Like next to Mr. Funds or all that.
Yes.
Yes. So okay. I think that they bought the place and kind of renovated it, and they were doing, it was like a conference center area, and they had a group come in that does like murder mystery events.
Oh, cool.
And it was a free event, but it cost like $20 for the buffet, but you did not have to get the buffet. So if you just wanted to go, which was super reasonable and nice. And they had a cash bar there, so you could go and get drinks there. And we talked to the manager a little bit, and she was saying that they were I think they're contemplating or thinking about turning it into like a nightclub. So I don't know if it's going to change again, but
would it be 21 and over or 18?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe that might be a good shot to kind of like interview and talk to her and see if she knows what's going on. I'm thinking like when we were there, our friends were talking about having, we have an idea. It should be a nightclub that like starts from like 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock for all the like the older people. And then 10 o'clock and can then make the loud music and the whoop, whoop, music for the younger crowd. So we could go in and we could have like 80s music and like kind of fun style. And then we could
like a two tier yes. nightclub. Yes. Six not as 10 loud. As oldies.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. Not as loud music, not as dark, and be able to have fun and dance to stuff like 90s and 80s music. And then turn it over to the youngins that want to like party
really innovative thought and like inclusive.
It's inclusive. There you go. They can take that for free. I'm sure they're listening to the show.
Plus you're expanding your audience.
Yes, right? You would have it as a
clientele.
Yeah.
If you can get if you can get the damn old people off the couch, that's the problem.
Get, you know, a little light dinner repast.
You're going to have happy hours. You're going to have people have to have other incentives.
We want early bird specials.
Yeah, early
bird. We want
AARP card.
And a DJ.
Get our AARP card, yes.
7 to 10.
Yep. Make it kind of like 80s, 90s. We could do a whole thing. You could do Zima. You could do
mocktails. Mocktails.
More carb options.
Yeah, widen your target audience.
Yes.
Come to us. Come to us for all of the.
We got great ideas.
Yeah, your marketing needs.
Yeah. We won't follow through or do any of it, but I got great ideas. We've
run lots of businesses and restaurants before in the past.
Yeah. I'm fantastic with ideas. I just don't do any of it. But yeah, it was actually a very nicely done, and they updated it, and it was, you know, it was open. The only issue we had with it was a little loud. It was a little live because of the sound, so we kind of had trouble hearing. So, but it was fun. Yeah.
Well, obviously you weren't murdered.
I wasn't, but I was a suspect. They asked
Bruno Mastrocioli.
Yes, I was. I was not the murderer though, but they got that kind of like, they would pick people. They would volunteer people would volunteer to be suspects. And then everybody else was the investigator, and you would get a script, and you'd have the script. And if somebody comes and asks you a question, you have to read the script, and then they have to figure out who the murderer is. And it was super fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. Another great thing about Cuyahoga Falls. How about the rest of you? What'd you guys been up to?
What we did? We went camping. We went camping over Memorial Day weekend. Our the regional burn that we always used to go to when we first started, called Scorch Nuts, was always on Memorial Day weekend, and then they stopped it during the pandemic, and the people that organized it had a death in their family, and they just kind of gave up. Well, and then
same exact spot, same land, same weekend, different organizers, and we actually we know some of the organizers that did it, and it was the first year we did it. Or they ever had
it. Yeah, it was the first year. So it was small. It was small. Only about 200, 250 people. It rained all day, every day.
$4 a day.
It was the wettest burn we have ever been to.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It was crazy.
4 inches of rain over the whole weekend.
There was the morning. So Monday morning, you know, at 6 a.m., I'm walking to the Porto to go do my potty business. And then one of the organizers, she's like, just so you know, don't panic. But we had reports last night that there's flooding and that we might not be able to get off the mountain. We were sending out scouts in an hour to make sure. So we were like, oh, my God. And pack out day Monday. It didn't rain. Thank God. And the sun came out a little bit and dried out some of our stuff.
We were able to wash all our stuff, all our mud off.
But one of our friends, our neighbor Kimmy, who lives right down the street, let us use her little teardrop camper that was brand fucking new. She used it one time last year. Wow. And we're like, you know what? We asked her if she would let it, because it would help us. Because Steve was so messed up with his back and his knee.
My knee was fucked up.
And she's like, yes. So she let us use it. She wouldn't even let us pay.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. So that was awesome. We were dry.
We were this close to I was this close to selling our tickets and not going.
Yeah.
So it really worked out. It was a lot of fun. We packed enough infrastructure. We had 8 tarps. So we stayed dry enough.
8 tarps. Yeah. 3 10 by 10s.
Yeah.
And then which sides?
Yeah.
And then we had the camper.
And then there were 10 of us in our camp. So we had a good time. It was good.
Yeah, and we had enough infrastructure that we were able to stay dry, and it was warm enough that we could walk around courts and just walk around in the rain. It's fine.
It wasn't cold.
It wasn't bad. It was the uneven ground with my knee. That was
That would have been dangerous if you slipped.
It didn't stop me. And Steve was carrying around a monster camera that like shot Instax Polaroids, so it was fun.
Yeah, I brought my 4x5 Graflex camera, like with the Instax back on it. Walking around with a monopod, I was taking pictures of handy people.
So he did a
picture and hand people the picture, and then
that's awesome.
Yeah, we did it. So that was fun. That's what we did.
Oh, that's amazing. That sounds good. I'm glad you guys are getting back out there.
Yeah.
What about you, Bart? How are you been doing?
I've been doing pretty good. Let's see, since the last time had a show. Let's see, I saw Mandalorian and Grogu.
Yes. How was baby Yoda?
It was a TV movie in the theater.
I liked it, but it was like the show.
Yeah,
they could have made that a whole other season out of that. And then
it was good.
Okay.
I think what it was it's been 7 years since Star Wars is in the theater. And I think Disney just said, hey, we need another theatrical. Here, Filoni, here's some money, extra money. Make it a theatrical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Filoni took that money and started the movie 40 times.
How did it do? Did it make money?
I know it made money a lot the first couple weekends.
Yeah.
But I don't know like what was the overall.
Okay. I liked it. It was good, but I definitely was like, that's the TV show.
Did we watch it last weekend or the weekend before?
Weekend before.
Yeah, we went and saw it too. I heard the reviews, but I was like, I still have to go see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I saw that the next day. I saw the 4K, the 4K version of Howard the Duck in the theater.
Oh, how was that?
4K.
Was it good? Was it everything you dreamt of and more?
I really like. I've seen it here within the last couple of years, but this was the first time. Like, this is really clear. This looks nice. Like, even the really bad computer graphics
looked
pretty good.
That's so funny.
But then again, you could also tell when they were using a puppet versus the kid in a suit.
Yeah.
But then that's why I also started noticing the things where it's like, oh, this is a child versus a dwarf. Because that was one of the issues they had was with kids in the suit was when you're a kid, you don't walk like a 40-year-old man.
Right,
like a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
So I started noticing a lot of that. But yeah, I really liked it.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm glad that they did that.
And then was last week or the week before I saw Obsession.
What's that?
You saw what?
Obsession.
Obsession. It's a
new horror movie. The director grew up making YouTube videos.
Oh.
And that's how he grew into this was his first theatrical film.
Well, how was it?
It was a mind fuck, essentially.
Oh. Was it well done?
It was very well done. Essentially the whole thing is this everyone calls this kid an incel. I kind of agree with it.
Okay. But
he likes this girl a lot. And he decides to go to the store and he's going to buy her a gift. And he sees this thing called a One Wish Willow. And it's just a stick. And it's basically, you break it, you get a wish. The whole thing is monkey's paw.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So instead of telling her how he feels, he makes a wish that she likes him.
Oh.
He likes him more than anything else in the world.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Obsession, baby.
Yep. Yeah. Got it.
Hence the title of the movie.
Yes. Yay. Right. Very cool.
But I mean, it was really good. Not really gory. The one scene that was actually essentially gory, where she bashes a girl's head into the steering wheel so many times. You can you can tell somebody coming from a YouTube background, because as the first hit, suddenly it's like, that looks like the worst model ever. Oh, okay. But yeah, really good. Definitely a good reason why it's made its money back like 50 times.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Again, he didn't spend anything for it. He's from a background that, you know, you do YouTube videos, you don't spend very much.
So he didn't have any like backing to make this. He just did it as bare minimum money.
He did it with bare minimum, and it's.
Hey, you know what? I love that. I love that. Getting back to the basics and just doing, you know, without these multi-billionaires. Fuck those billionaires.
And I guess he had to tone down the gore, because when it first went to the critics, they gave it an NC-17 and said it wouldn't go to the theater. Yeah. So he toned it down to make it an R. But he said, I still have this cut. He's going to put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? YouTube, why do we just not just do everything through YouTube now? YouTube is just like,
mute it.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
So yeah, I spent catching up on a lot of movies out there in the theater.
There's actually movies to be seen now. Yes. I mean, I think we're getting back to that, where I feel like there was a time that nothing really was being made or anything worthwhile being made. So it's good to see that there's some movies out there that people want to go watch now. Mike, how about you? How's that lovely wife of yours? Is she doing great?
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Planting lots of plants.
You're just bitching.
I'm just bitching, or I am a bitch? Did you say bitching? I thought you said you're just bitching, and I'm like, what?
I would never ever call you that.
I mean, you never call you that to your face.
Yeah, exactly.
I love you just the way you are.
But Steve is a smart man.
Yes, and I also genuinely like everyone here, so it's
I am not fishing. I'm very curious about how he's doing and his lovely wife.
Because you don't see each other as much as you used to.
We don't. Yeah. I'm like, hey, look, I think I know that guy.
Do you?
I think so.
As he's running down the street at 40 miles an hour naked.
Ooh, call back. Those are for our long-term fans. Long-term listeners.
I thought you were going to segue into OnlyFans.
Whoa. No, that's how she captured him. Come on.
Yeah, come subscribe to our OnlyFans. You can see it.
Who's naked in the scenario?
Michael, I grew up down the street.
Oh, okay. All right.
I could wander Paris after dark, take a carriage ride through Central Park, but it wouldn't be as nice as a summer in Ohio, where I'm sharing a room with a former stripper and her snake, Wayne.
Into the roundtable. City Council approved last week a 3-year, $158,000 contract with Live EO for satellite imagery software to monitor the vegetation growth around power lines in the city. So,
I was reading about that.
So the city's currently using like a trial version of the software so they can identify like height and the vegetation health. The software shares satellite imagery and at different angles. And so it builds a database to determine the correct health, height, and types of trees.
And I think it's supposed to help them with if they need to go and cut some stuff down in case the utility, you know, it's interfering with utility. So hopefully
very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not, man? That's great.
I wonder what math involved is there.
I'm sure it's AI.
Well, no, but I'm sure, yes, of course. But I'm wondering if they have to spend X amount of dollars to prevent X amount of dollars from of damage.
Yeah. I think there was something in that article about it, or I read something about how much money that was projected.
Cost risk benefit analysis. Yeah, yeah.
Well, absolutely. I'm sure someone does that. They have to, otherwise.
Yeah. $158,000 over 3 years.
It's not much.
It's not much considering, you know.
That's saving labor for people going out in the truck, having to go look at
and having
the overtime, the
electricity. Having your electricity go down. How much does that save? All that kind of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well worth it. There definitely was some kind of study done, or there was something I read about it. So, you know, definitely check it out. It's well worth it. That's good. Very good.
Yeah. I guess Westerville currently uses the software. They reported a 40% drop in outages.
Oh, wow, man. That's amazing. That's why they're doing it. There you go. Yep.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I think that's what I must have read. Was that in the article?
That's from the city council notes.
Okay.
2 weeks ago.
I read it somewhere. The number one complaint on our city pages power outage.
We do something about power outages.
Power's out.
Every time the wind blows, the power goes out.
More power outage and potholes.
And random people driving down my street who I don't like.
Yeah, and what was that boom?
Yeah. Why did somebody knock on my door? Boom? You know, just letting people know there are people out there knocking on doors, FYI. Yeah. Let me tag the mayor.
Next, the fatal shooting just this past Friday on Aspen Place. A 35-year-old was pronounced dead after being shot. The main suspect right now is 18-year-old Canton resident Evan Sampson, who now faces charges of murder and of having weapons under disability.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. Yeah.
Under disability, did they say what the disability was?
They did not.
No, they didn't say.
That's all the details you have. No, you don't know. They don't
know. In fact, they haven't even released the victim's
name. Yeah. Very sad. They did say it was domestic violence.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Scary and sad.
Domestic violence, this kind of makes me kind of, they said it was an 18-year-old Canton resident. Can it be domestic violence if the person isn't living with them?
Yeah.
Maybe they were in a relationship. Maybe they were in a
sexual relationship.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be sexual.
No, it could be like a parent and child or child and parent. Or
step-parent.
Step-parent.
Yeah.
But I thought to be domestic violence, and now I'm completely wrong, apparently. I'm completely wrong. But I always thought it had to be like people living in the same property to be considered domestic violence, but I must have been wrong.
Maybe we don't have enough details. You don't know anything, Steve. Yeah. You're just
because again, we don't know who the 35-year-old is.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Because there's no name.
Where's Aspen Place? Is that an apartment complex? What is that?
It's that new development off of West Bath.
Okay.
Oh shoot.
Oh wait, is it?
Over by Kaiser Park and all that stuff.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. That's
guns, people.
More guns.
There
are more guns, there are more people being shot and more guns being used, and more people will die.
That 100%. Is what
it's called math.
That's what math does.
Yep.
Yeah, it's off of West Bath Road.
Oh. Okay. Good job, Mike. Good call. You're so smart and handsome and strong.
Bad dog. I paint with the brown finger paint.
Oh, God. Okay, moving on.
Speaking of, Steve sent me a terrible reel about
I poop myself.
Pooping things. No, that's another reel. But terminology for going poo?
Yeah.
Releasing brown trout into the river.
Releasing brown trout.
Yeah, no. There's like 500 of them. They just over and over.
I was like, please never send me that again.
Do not send it to Mike because he will try to send it to me and he'll try to
send it. I told him to send it to my dad.
Beware of cornfish.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. All right.
Cornfish.
Sorry, Bart.
All right. Let's move it on.
Steve's chuckling.
Well, maybe a good way to keep that from happening.
No. Yes.
What a great segue.
Yes. Exercise.
Exactly. Cogga Falls now has the Front Street Pedal Pub.
Yes. I love that.
We saw that. It was so cute.
Last weekend was his first trip out, and seats 14 passengers and gives 2-hour tours of the city, primarily along
Front Street. 2-hour tour. Okay, fine. Moving on.
Well, I mean, if you're getting drunk while you're pedaling, as long as the driver themselves aren't drinking.
They probably have to keep on the
tour
guide.
The tour guides are the ones who are doing the pedaling.
Yeah.
Are driving.
No, everyone yes, but everyone has to pedal.
It's an electric one. So when they turn off the pedal assist, everyone has to work real hard. They're like, no, turn the pedal assist back on. So yeah, the person who's controlling it is not imbibing. And I think they're employees of the company.
They're also very high energy and very like, wee, let's go, let's party. And then, which.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How do you know?
I've watched videos and follow them now.
Oh man!
And they're actually like a follow. They follow along for a while. They show us the whole spiel. And
it was when we went.
It looks fun. I don't know if I want to pedal, but
no. Yeah, I was like, but it did look fun. We went. We saw they were there on Front Street when we got out of the murder mystery thing, and I think they probably were only a little bit, you know, because they were like, woo. You know, and
he gets
a lot of places to visit.
Yeah, and there's music. And he has music playing. And,
yeah. What a fun thing to do.
It looks like a lot of fun. If like a group of friends did it, it'd be a good time.
Oh, heck yeah! Or a bachelorette, or bachelor party, or a birthday party, or you know, a fun 50.
And,
you know,
and then we can tip them so we don't have to pedal. Just hit the electric.
We like. I think I would be starting off strong, and then I would completely forget, then I would be like.
I would start pedaling, my knee would hurt, and then I'd be like, man,
yeah. Yeah, the concept's great.
What is the sound of one leg pedaling?
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. How about, can I pedal with one leg? Is it awful?
And then your back would start acting up, and you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, then
you're done.
Yeah.
So this might not be for, like, older people. Is that what I'm hearing? No, it's fine.
Or you have to make sure that you got youngies in the room.
I will try it. I 100% would try it, yes.
We have to bring our kids.
And then if it sucks, let me off right here.
Yeah, we're done.
Stop by the Cricket, drop me off, come pick me up later.
It looked like fun though, so.
It did, 100%.
Yeah, it's nice to see that, creative.
Yeah, we're getting great stuff here in Cuyahoga Falls. It's crazy, it's just wonderful. All the fun stuff to do.
Got some good news, depending on how you see it.
Oh.
I guess you like Mr. Burns, like.
Is it Burns or Boo Earns?
A child sex offender, FOB, Jordan Gazarly, who was caught in a very comical manner back in February, where somebody he was talking to contacted the police after they figured out where he lived.
Stickwad.
Has been sentenced to 140 months in prison with an additional 10 years of supervised release and $162,500 in restitution to all his victims.
Good.
How many years is that?
Divide by 12, dear.
About 11 and a half.
Almost.
I can't
do math
like that.
144 would be 12.
Good riddance to garbage.
Yep.
Very glad that
couldn't happen to a better person.
Yeah. Have any of you guys gone to the new sheets?
Yes.
No.
I work right by it, but I haven't.
Far away.
Like I literally can walk. Like there should be a specific driveway just for my company to be able to.
Is there roller meet?
No roller meet. But they do make.
Well, I'm definitely not going now.
Wait, nope. What?
Roller dogs, roller food.
Well, you know, what if they have pickles, pig feet sitting there?
That's not roller.
I know, but they could have. That would be a good substitute. Just have them yank it out.
The gas was different. What did we see when we drove by? It had the 80.
Oh, the E88, or I'm sorry, the
ethanol.
So it's what E15
flex fuel. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They also have E0.
Do they have E85?
I don't remember seeing E85.
That's race. I mean, the people use that when they have boosted cars for racing.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that. I do remember the E0 rec fuel, whatever we're going to call it, ethanol free, you know, which is good for me because I like for the snow blowers, you know, and shit. Yeah, they had diesel E88
much.
Regular 87, 92, shit like that. But I don't remember seeing E85.
It looks nice. I mean, I know that it's a sheet. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It was controversial, I know, because of the people around them. And I do feel people.
Sheets.
And it's a gas station.
Yes.
That is all.
Ooh.
But they have made to order meals. And honestly,
for gas station food, it's not bad. It's not roller food. It's not a roller dog.
It's not Japanese 7-Eleven in Lawson's. I'm sorry. No. We have a long way to go to be able to get to that. But they do good meal to order meals. They're pretty good.
We don't go to gas stations. We don't go to gas stations very often at all. We're Sam's Club, Costco, so we get our gas, and so we never go in.
I don't do Costco.
It's so much cheaper.
I do it just like if Saturdays I run in there, grab a coffee because I'm not making a pot of coffee here because I don't know when she's going to be getting up. So I would go to Dunkin', but the past couple times I've been to Dunkin', the last half inch or so is nothing but coffee grounds.
Ooh.
And it just ruins your drink. You know, you take a good swig and it's just nothing but a mouthful of coffee grounds. Yeah, I'm done.
How you're eating your caffeine.
Yeah, pretty much. Sure. I mean, I like my coffee thick, but coffee not, chewy. Yeah, I like a gritty.
Chewy and gritty.
But yeah, I mean, and their coffee's good. They don't have the glass crafts anymore. It's the, you know, fresh ground brewed to the cup kind of thing. So it's actually not bad for gas station coffee.
Yeah. I mean, they're one of the better options if you need to get finger coffee of the gas stations.
Great for road trips and shit like that because, you know.
Great for road trips. We love road trips. And
you want shitty food and you don't want to go to McDonald's or Burger King or something like that. Everyone can get what they want. And then you can get your greasy, you know, appetizer sampler, sides, you know. Great mozzarella sticks, I will say.
But they usually have salads there too. And they have things.
It's not making me want to go to Sheets.
You guys aren't selling it.
No.
Ah.
You're making me go, I don't want to go there.
If you're doing a road trip.
For someone who is a roller food connoisseur.
Yeah, come on.
She was kidding. I hope you know that.
Oh, no.
No, she loves it.
She's a roller food connoisseur.
Mystery meat.
I enjoy watching the dried out husk of a hot dog that's been spinning for 36 hours. Yeah. Rotate.
No, I mean, honestly, they do have fruit there. They have salads there. There's things that you can do. They have chicken, you know, grilled chicken. I mean, there's places, yogurt cups. You can definitely eat healthier.
You heard it here. Hot dog jerky. That is it. I'm on it. This is my patent.
That is a multi-million dollar idea.
Hot dog jerky.
Oh, I just threw up a little bit.
Does it come in teriyaki flavor?
You're not on it, and then it turns back into a hot dog in your mouth.
God, nice.
I was going to say it comes out of... No, I'm sorry. I was going to say it comes back as a hot dog when it comes out of your body. I'm moving on. Okay,
goes in. Hot dog jerky comes out.
It's a river trout, not a brown one.
Roller trout.
I think that's something a little bit different.
Okay. I have to pick out the Crayola crayon color scheme.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. So what else is going on?
Hot dog brown.
I knew that would get you guys off the sheets topic. Woohoo!
So I guess the Portage Towers apartment buildings are up for sale.
Oh, how much?
What's the asking price?
Let me pull it back up here.
$1 million.
$1 million.
The 378-unit Portage Towers complex, built in 1973.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, it's older than me.
Yeah.
I found it.
How much? Asking price,
$16.7 million.
Get our savings account out. Let's
9.95 acres and 429,000 square feet of space across the two towers.
How many apartments are in there?
300 and some, I thought. Yeah. 378.
Okay.
And that's why it's 16 million.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, hopefully they can find a buyer. I'm sure they can. I probably can think of like a person that owns a lot of stuff around us.
The city should buy it.
It's a lot of money, babe.
But isn't Portage Towers more for elderly?
Like
no.
Elderly and disabled or no?
More for work. It's a working class
group.
The city should buy it and keep affordable.
Yeah,
is it affordable housing now? Is it Section 8? Is that what it is, or is it?
It's probably a mix.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tesla will buy it.
That's what I was thinking. Was going to say the name, like the person that owns everything in our city. And then they'll put a like little fake marble in it or something and then charge double prices. It's what they do. I mean, they go and they put some paint on it and double their price.
I know.
Which is sad because it's the outside of that building's is okay. There's parts of those buildings that aren't so great. Mm. That definitely could use a fixer upper.
Yeah.
Okay. Nearly 400 workforce housing units up for sale. So yeah, it's more. Working.
I don't get that workforce. We're all like workers. What do you mean by workforce?
I think it's more. It's not quite like luxury apartments. Yeah, what you're paying rent in is, you know, you work a middle class job.
Don't we all? It feels like a very 1950s terminology or 1930s terminology. You workforce, you blue collar workers. Here you go. Here's some apartments for you. Well, hopefully somebody that has good intentions buy it. How about that?
Yeah. And the people who are, and so that's people who are living there don't end up with, you know, quadruple rent.
Yeah, and they can't afford it. Rent is absurd.
Workforce housing targets moderate income earners who fall just outside the threshold for public housing assistance, but still struggle to live where they work.
Yeah.
So it's between people who make between 60 to 120% of the area median income.
One bedroom unit start at $945 plus. Holy. Two bedroom units start at $1,160.
How is that not for work people? That's so expensive. Am I old?
That's what rent costs. Well, now.
Under $1,000 for one bedroom is like.
That's about what it costs.
Is not.
But
terrible.
They can't afford that. I know. It's like, you're right. Unbelievable to me.
But you might be able to get assistance for that because they still go. The workforce housing still uses a model of 30% of your income goes towards rent.
Okay.
So you may be able to get assistance. It's not, you're not getting full Section 8 or like full public housing assistance.
But it's subsidized.
It's subsidized, maybe.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's better because I'm like.
That's until Donald Trump takes it all away.
Well, yeah.
Let's
two more years.
Maybe a few months.
That's true.
If we have elections.
Let's vote, people. We will have elections.
We are having
elections. I'm exhausted.
Go and vote.
All right, let's talk about something better. What's the next topic, Bart? Even better.
Something there is good news, yeah.
Yeah, Pride on Portage.
Woo! Back to the falls.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Rainbows, bitches.
On June 27th, downtown Portage opening their doors for Pride on Portage. You can pick up your Pride on Portage bingo card and collect stamps from participating businesses as you go.
Cool.
You get a bingo. You'll be entered in for a $10 gift card from participating businesses. Fill the entire card and you win a basket. You'll be entered to win a basket of $10 gift cards from everybody.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
Christmas presents for everybody.
Picnic will be happening between 11 and 5. It will take place on the beautiful green space between St. John's Episcopal, First United Methodist, and First Christian Churches.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're on 2nd and 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
You can pack your own brown bag. Make yourself at home. There'll be free bottled water and snack bags available. Lion's Den Tattoos will be running a flash sale. Live. First come, first serve.
Time to get a tattoo.
Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, there will be a drag show happening at the Haunted Closet from 5 to 7.
Have you guys been to the Haunted Closet? I have not
been
there
yet. We have not yet.
Bart, did you go?
Yeah, I interviewed that.
Remember that. Okay, yes, I thought I remembered that. Yeah. That's super awesome. Wait, it's at... Wait, hold on.
5 to 7 at the Haunted Closet.
Like at their inside or inside around?
The store. Yeah, inside the store.
Is it big enough for that?
Yes. because they opened up that back space where the offices were.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So there will, from 5 to 7, 18 entrance, admission is 18 over. Pre-sale tickets for that are 2 for $20 or 1 for $15.
Super fun. I love it. You guys need to support this.
Yes.
Not us on here, but everybody that's listening. We need to support this because this is great.
And then I guess that even, you know, from 7 to 11, they've got after parties at all the bars downtown and around.
Should be a good time. I love it.
Yep. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, everybody. Hey, guys, guess what time it is?
Oh, what time is it?
Bart's Arts. Oh, God, that's the best one yet. I missed that. That's great.
Short and sweet and to the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's just a lot like of Bart's Arts. Like
there are.
Shelf Life is having its 5th year anniversary.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Year 5. That's great.
Happy, happy decade.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm glad. I'm glad that she's been able to make it 5 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah. June 20th, they'll have basically stop in, take advantage of the various discounts, freebies, raffles, all of that. You know, June 20th will be the anniversary.
Mm. Congratulations. I am glad that people are supporting that because I think she has a great
cool.
I don't want to say business model, but really it's a really awesome store. And
got a Father's Day gift.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, it'll be that'll be the week. No.
When's Father's Day? I don't know.
I think it's the 21st, isn't it?
It's 21st. The 21st. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It's next.
You can go
weekend.
On the 20th and you can go in. Well, you know. I don't know when it is. Time means nothing to me anymore. I am so confused on what is going on. I'm like, we're in the middle of June. When did that happen?
So the Cauga Falls Community Band will have multiple shows around the city this summer. They just had their first show at the Quirk Center last week. So I guess if you missed it.
Too bad. So sad.
There's more.
Yeah, there are more. June 18th, they'll be at Lions Park.
Oh, okay.
The 25th, they'll be at the Downtown Pavilion.
Ooh.
Well, that'll be a good one.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you'll have actual seats to sit on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
July 9th, they'll be at Kaiser Barn. July 9th, they'll be at the Kaiser Barn.
A great place.
Oak Park on the 16th. And Waterworks Peninsula Shelter on July 23rd.
That's fantastic. It's a
Yay,
free show.
Community bands. Woo!
Free show.
Awesome.
And speaking of Kaiser Barn, their summer concert series will continue on July 12th with Jackson and Josie with the Delta Hand Band opening. And on August 9th, the Schoolies, whoever they are, with the Gray Beer Band opening.
I just love the name. So, yeah, I love it. I love it.
And finally, if you want to celebrate July 4th and America 250, but you don't feel like wrestling on the White House lawn,
but I do,
and evil are the way to go.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to wrestle with naked, half naked, sweaty men
while drinking raw milk.
It's like 100 degrees, you know, and just
pass.
It sounds fun.
What can we do instead, Bart? What can we do instead?
Yes, let us know. How do we celebrate
patriotic,
the real America?
Yeah,
July 3rd, down at the pavilion, there will be food trucks, beer, games, and the Buck Naked Band will perform at 7 o'clock, followed by fireworks.
That's
so,
I mean,
all if right. you're going to have Buck Naked Men, you might as well have the Buck Naked Band
perform. There you go.
Also on July 3rd at Blossom, the Cleveland Orchestra will perform a tribute to American music, including Copland's Lincoln's Portrait and Gershwin's An American in Paris. This will also be followed by fireworks.
Now that would be a good time right there. I mean, the fireworks there with their space is amazing.
Yeah. And the next day on July 4th, the Blossom Festival Band will be performing marches and patriotic music, followed by, it with me,
fireworks.
Boom.
Get your calming gummies ready for
proud
your animals.
To be an American, where at least I know I'm free. No? Okay. We got some communists here.
Socialist Democrat.
Get it right.
Get your terminology right, Mrs.
You don't even know what it means. All right. Well, this is great. There's a lot of cool things going on. And honestly, you know what? Hey, with all the shit that's going on, it's still impressive. 250 years is great. So
yeah, celebrate it with your community where we're together. We're on the same page. We want the same things for our community. Yes. And, you know, fuck all the background noise.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Eat the rich.
They're tasty.
They're very tasty. They have a lot of fat.
Yum, 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 yum. Makes it nice and juicy.
Good for roller meat.
Yes.
Unless you turn up the jerky.
Yeah. Now we know what your recipe is.
Billionaire jerky? All right.
No, it tastes so good. That's
very, very nutritious.
Yeah, something.
We'll keep us living for a long time.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Sorry.
Is anybody still listening? We don't know. Probably not.
If you made it to the end, you get a prize.
You do.
Yeah.
Hot do dogs you? Is hot it dogs. Roller food?
It's roller hot dogs.
It's roller
is
jerky.
It roller food?
Yeah, roller jerky.
Mm. Roller. No. How about roller derby?
Oh,
roller derby.
Oh, no.
My patent is gone.
There's rarity recipes and videos on how to make hot dogs.
Son of a beehive.
Oh, son of a.
Oh, man.
Man, there goes our multi-million dollar idea. Apparently.
Oh. Barbecue sauce, yellow mustard, and honey, baby. Makes it go down so good.
Oh, our sauce.
A plus
delicious.
On
your
all right. It's 11.
Cat says it's over. She says, yep. It's over, guys. It's waving, over.
Waving the wand.
Thank you guys for joining us this week.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Remember, we want to hear your ideas for interviews.
Please.
You guys, speaking to us, you guys, you know, catch up with those people and see if we can get them on the show.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, we can do that.
And if you guys want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us on Facebook and our email address.
FallStreetPress@gmail.com.
And also remember, we are always in the market for article submissions.
Yes.
You may have seen, it's been within the last month, there was a high school student who reached out to us from Akron who asked to put an article in.
Yeah,
and
great.
That was really good. And so check that out on our website under our Community Voices section.
Woohoo!
Love it.
Woo!
Love it.
So for now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next time.
Bye!
Later.
Later.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
I think that was a really super diverse topics by all of us.
It was. Yep.
All I have to say is, where did you work?
Oh, gosh. On to the round table.
I've gone all Alice the Goon on you.
Yeah.
Where did you work? All
right. Doc Sicken, come on.
Where did you work?
Into the round table.